USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A judge set a $250,000 bond for longtime Trump associate Roger Stone, who was indicted on charges brought by special counsel Robert Mueller, who alleges Stone, while in coordination with senior Trump campaign officials, sought stolen emails from WikiLeaks in the hopes of damaging then-candidate Trump's opponents. On ABC's This Week, Stone was asked if the president suggested to him that he might get a pardon.
Absolutely, positively not. I have never discussed a pardon. The only person that I had advocated a pardon for is a posthumous pardon for Marcus Garvey, and I have written the president as to why I think that should be done.
One of the many Democrats running for president in 2020 is former HUD Secretary Julian Castro. He talked to CNN's State of the Union about the race.
Fairly comprehensive poll taken that showed that the president has a ceiling of about 41 or 42%. So his only hope is essentially to get somebody else, a third party, to siphon off those votes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the buy two, get one free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio appeared on CNN's State of the Union and talks about the crisis in Venezuela.
The United States always retains the right, always, anywhere in the world, in any instance, to protect its national security. So I'm not going to justify military intervention because I don't know who's calling for that. What I've said is everything is an option because we always have an option of defending our national security.
Rubio, a vocal critic of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, said he supported Venezuelan's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, who has declared himself the nation's interim president. At least 20 people are dead following a bombing at a Roman Catholic cathedral during Sunday Mass in the southern Philippines. More than 100 others were injured. Jolo Island has long been troubled by the presence of Abu Sayyaf militants, who are blacklisted by the U.S. and the Philippines as a terrorist organization because of years of bombings, kidnappings, and beheadings. The Louisiana man accused of killing his parents, his girlfriend, and her father and brother was arrested this morning in Richmond County, Virginia. 21-year-old Dakota Terrio was returned to Louisiana to face murder charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says now that the government shutdown has ended, he's supporting a three-step process that will help the federal workers and contractors who haven't yet been paid.
One, pay the federal workers who haven't gotten paid ASAP. Two, pay the contractors and those who work for the contractors who may not get paid at all. And three, pass legislation so another shutdown can never occur again.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney maintained today that President Donald Trump will use his executive authority to get funding for a wall on the southern border if it doesn't get through Congress. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, 2 days after Trump agreed to reopen the federal government despite not receiving any money for his wall, Mulvaney said he's already identified where that money would come from. New England fans sent the Patriots off from Gillette Stadium Sunday morning as the team heads to Atlanta for the showdown with the Rams in the Super Bowl next Sunday. Tom Brady, obviously the star of the show.
At different times this year, it's been up and down. Coach has always talked to us about not riding, you know, the emotional roller coaster. We stayed focused. We played our best football at the end, and we're not quite at the end yet. We got one more to go.
Coach Bill Belichick also addressed the thousands at the rally in Foxborough.
This is the biggest send-off we've ever had, and we really appreciate everybody coming out. Appreciate your support all year, and we hope to see you in Atlanta.
Today marks 19 years since the Patriots hired Belichick. The New England Patriots are on their way to potentially hoisting their sixth Lombardi Trophy. This will be their ninth Super Bowl appearance since the 2001 season. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.